You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Daily Cafe, located at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue. Open daily from breakfast to late lunch. Daily Cafe serves new American breakfast and lunch, along with wine spirits. Lunch was provided by Thai Pod, located at 2015 Northeast Broadway Street. Serving a full Thai cuisine menu, Thai Pod is open for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 710 North Killingsworth Street. Open from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. More information at atlaspizzapdx.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow is a traditional showcase and celebration of the rich cultures of Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native communities throughout the Northwest and beyond. The event features vendors, educational booths, food, entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. With grand entry at 3:30 p.m., the powwow will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 701 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you come to Minden first then?
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven natural foods cooperative open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring farm-direct organic produce from more than 30 local farms, bulk foods, and a weekly farmers market every Wednesday year-round. Located at Southeast Tibbetts Street on 21st Avenue in Portland for almost 50 years. Online at peoples.coop. Hello, hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. It's another beautiful Thursday here. We got a great show for you during this wonderful membership drive. Music, poetry, and more coming your way. Starting off the show, we're going to do a little bit of Casper Loma Del Wa with How the West Was Won here on KBOO Portland.
It all used to be Indian country. From coast to coast, sea to sea, it all used to be Indian country. They were living in tribal unity. Tierra del Fuego to the Arctic Sea. Some in the desert, some on the prairie. Some in the mountains, some in the valleys. But then one day, they met the white man coming.
from coast to coast, sea to sea. They call me the manifest destiny. From coast to coast, sea to sea. They call me the manifest destiny. From border to border, from border to border. And then they wiped out the Sioux at Wounded Knee. Then they took away the Black Hills country. So whether you're a Navajo or a Hopi, old Supai or Apache, tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won. In a murder style, in a murder style, tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won. In a murder style, in a murder style.
Don't call them Indians, call them Native Americans.
Don't call them Indians.
Forest Pawnee Reservation.
Don't call them Indians.
Call them Native Americans.
Don't call them Indians.
Juan Casper. There were these foreigners who came to take all the land. They killed men and women and even children. Destroyed all the buffalo population and tried to put my people on their reservation.
Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. Murder style.
Hey, hey. Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. In a murder style. From coast to coast, sea to sea. He always used to be Indian country. They were living in triangular unity. Tierra del Fuego to the Arctic Sea. Then one day they met a white man. All they wanted was a small piece of land.
Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. Murder style.
Hey, tell you how the West was won.
All your
We're gonna tell you how the West was won.
All your knees.
We are the Haluza Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky.
Solid, we're with you and living, you know, with you and living.
confronted by the Alai Nation, Alia Nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold, into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Alai Nation, Alia Nation.
Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people that shower the sins of a coward that's facing his future. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious, cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it,
That was A Tribe Called Red featuring Yassine Bey with R.E.D. And before that, Casper Loma Del Wa with How the West Was Won. And now at Membership Central, Membership Central, we have special messages. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, well, my name's Lanita Duke, and I am the national syndication producer for KBOO here in Portland, Oregon. And this show, Rose City Native Radio, I have been uploading it to the satellite for the last 4.5 months. And I'll tell you, this is such a unique and fabulous show. It deserves our support financially. Now, this is the KBOO membership drive, and I'm honored to be here pitching for Rose City Native Radio. Now, this show is not just a local Portland, Oregon show. This show is downloaded by reservations and other radio stations. For example, KIDE in Hoopla, California. We have various radio clubs that download this show. Another radio station that downloads Rose City Native Radio is KARC, WGRM. And there's a couple of podcasts. One podcast I really dig, because I've been monitoring how they download your show. It's called Workforce Rising Radio. They download your show every week. So it's important for me to hurry up on Friday morning and get this show uploaded to the satellite, because we have stations, we have people, we have reservations wanting to hear this information. And we couldn't do it, dig this, we couldn't do it without the talent of Nick Yellowhorse and certainly the number one DJ in KBOO, Jackie.
Thank you. I do
a music show, and I tell you, I have learned so much about music. There, and wait, I'm excited about this, but let me just do this. Now, you're listening to KBOO Radio. This is our fall membership drive. I'm here to pitch for Rose City Native Radio. Now, I'm going to ask that you give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and become a member today. This show, Rose City Native Radio, it's not just a Portland, Oregon show. This is a national show, and it's produced by the love of its people, and the information that it gives is priceless. It's not just what's going on here in the Pacific Northwest. It gives you the 411 on the indigenous community throughout the Americas. Would you agree with that assessment, Jackie?
Absolutely.
Of course. I mean, my favorite group is the Snotty Nose Redskins.
Same.
I love those guys. What?
I love them so
much. I don't know why other African American stations aren't playing this music. It's ignorance. That's why. Yo, I know. If they listen to it the way I listen, and I do have to write your bio, so I'm going to give you a little heck for that. Because I have to dig this, y'all. I got to listen to her show, right? And then I got to write her show description, which is amazing to me. Every Friday morning at 6 a.m., I come in here and I learn something from this group. Yo-Yo, Rose City Native Radio, national show produced right here in Portland. And we need your support. This is our fall membership drive. We're funded by you, by our listeners. And we're asking you, if you're already a member, increase your membership to help this international show, because that's where there's no reason why Rose City Native Radio can't go national. I'm sorry, international. To me, it's already national, and I want to help it reach its potential. And I can't do that. I'm asking you as a producer to buy into this vision that we have for Rose City Native Radio. Little children listen to this show and they feel empowered. Teenagers listen to this show and they say, hey, I can dig it. When Nick Yellowhorse goes on his rant, I have to stop and listen because the cat be dropping some knowledge. And he does it in such a cool, emotional, detached way. And you know, the cat is furious, but he's so cool about it. They did a wonderful show where they deconstructed that stupid freaking ad that Johnny Depp was in. I hate that ad. But they were so cool when they deconstructed it. Oh, no. Yes, this is just reinforces racism. And they're all cool and intelligent and intellectual when they deconstructed it. That's why Rose City Native Radio is one of my favorite shows to upload to the satellite. This is a national show. We need your support. As a producer, I'm asking you to see their vision, to help us continue to disseminate this show nationally. Rose City Native Radio. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kabu.fm. And become a member. Now I'm going to shut up now and let her get back to her creativity. Rose City Native Radio, 877-500-5266.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Please, just wait for one more penny away. Hoya, Mr. Chualika. Last day's with the S, you're for Hoya, Mr. Christa S, Saka, Lobo Chris. It's when I saw a Satan for Adam and Eve, because Kaluk and Atamo, my mother says,
in the grandest of way. These words I have to say ain't like anything you ever heard in power play. Live my life in the wheels away. See how I do me is in what I see. Yo, you're just like me. So happy to be upon the scene. This is what I mean. You live super long and kept yourself strong. Now in these times, I can spit these ill rhymes and committing no crimes. Yo, you did as good. This is how we could straight rap herself. Your knowledge is my wealth, so respect is dealt. And the love is felt without a doubt. No more screaming shouts, time to let this out. Missy M, Missy I, steps in white stomachs and steps in I know. Hide the troll and clips me, quits Nama. Done a mistake, steps in white stomachs and steps in I know. Hide the troll and clips me, quits Nama. Now what you gotta see is you and me. Be living in the times that they was living for. Now it's our turn to give it just a little more. It's our turn to spit what we learn and make a burn upon the spot. Believe it or not, we the future of history. So stop living your life like it were a mystery. You know who you gotta be. Yo, just take a look at me. Little Miss Christy Lee, CM family. That's a secret, you gotta keep it down on lock. Show them what you got, we the ones that they was talking about. Without a doubt, time to let this out. Just be yourself and create your own well, own well, own well. Missy M, Missy I, steps in white stomachs and steps in I know. Hide the troll and quits me, quits Nama. Done a mistake, steps in white stomachs and steps in I know. Hide the troll and quits me, quits Nama.
For giving us hope in this Lakota Sioux. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the res from the day they're born. They won't survive cause their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Yeah. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud, Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
I can't afford to leave the res. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick. I'll go to IHS and get a pill.
For real?
Like a song without a title.
Yeah.
Feel forgotten. Like slaves picking the cotton. Forever tribal. With no connection to the Bible. Plying. People rotting. Sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit. Generation ish. Text messaging sex. What I connect with. Technology. Get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Like the philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors. ancestors, I'm loyal. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
That was Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood, and before that, Miss Christy Lee with Experience. We're now going to go ahead and go to Native Comedy Corner with the late, great Charlie Hill on his performance on the on the Richard Pryor Show way, way back in the old times. We're going to go ahead and listen to that now. Rest in peace, Charlie. We miss you. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio on KBOO Portland.
Just having a mirage here on the desert, thought I saw TV cameras in front of me. I'd like to introduce now a new talent on the show, a man that I met that gave me my name, Lahunji, means black spirit. He's an Indian brother, Iroquois Nation, Mr. Charlie Hill. Please welcome me.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? I usually have problems doing my act, you know, because I know a lot of you white people never seen an Indian do stand-up comedy before, you know. Like, for so long, you probably thought that Indians never had a sense of humor, you know? We never thought you were too funny, either. See some people back there putting their chairs in a circle. My name is Charlie Hill, Sagoli. I'm Oneida. I'm from Wisconsin. It's part of your Iroquois Nation. My people are from Wisconsin. We used to be from New York, but we had a little real estate problem. I came out here, Los Angeles, a few years ago. I don't drink, so no, don't drink. Fire water to Indians, that's just like kryptonite. Here, drink this, sign this, move here. You know what I mean? Indians. You know, people come up to me now, too, and they say, can you speak Indian? And there are like over 300 different tribes. You know, can you speak Indian? It's like saying, hey, can you speak Caucasian? But that's the name they give us, Indians. That's Indians was the name Christopher Columbus gave us, which is incorrect. He named us Indians because he thought he was in India, you know. I'm sure glad he wasn't looking for turkey. Changed a lot of things. Columbus discovered America. They taught me that when I was a kid. Columbus discovered Indians, you know. That was my education. You see, like black people, Indians were driven to all white schools, you see. Except the black people got the buses, the Indians were just driven. I went to Custer Memorial Junior High, you know. Tell me about, you know, a lot of things I couldn't relate to, you know. Like the pilgrims, they weren't my forefathers, you know, yes. Pilgrims came to this land 400 years ago as illegal aliens. You know. You know, we used to call them whitebacks. You know, they started unloading the boats, building houses, you know, on the East Coast. First thing we asked, you guys gonna stay tonight? Then I just burn you up when people come over and they never leave. Yeah, we'll leave after Thanksgiving, you know. Yeah, people celebrate that every year, Thanksgiving. You have a lot of holidays. This is Indians country. There's no Indian holidays. There's Thanksgiving, Columbus Day, and everything. Oh, no, there's one holiday we do celebrate with white people. It's Halloween. Every year we dress up like white people, see? And we go door to door and we get anything we want, you know? Trick or treaty. It's a good crowd, yeah. It's nice doing a TV shot. Maybe a couple more I'll be able to get in the movie someday. And maybe change some of the movie cliches, you know? You see every day in the movies or the settlers come in, gets the Indian loaded, and wants his resources, you know. Say, Injun, which way does this road go? Road stay. You go. You don't understand. Someday we want to live together and love one another like brothers and sisters. We cannot love the white eyes. It is painful to kiss forked tongue. I just have a dream that someday I will get into the movies, right? And then I will win an Academy Award, then I'll refuse it because of the mistreatment of Marlon Brando. Thank you.
That was the late, great Charlie Hill on the Richard Pryor Show way back in the day. And now we return back to Membership Central. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
You know, I appreciate how you go back in history. And we call, in news business, we call that an actuality. And I got to give love to the late Richard Pryor, who allowed his stand-up or allowed his comedy show to be a format for other people of color as they came in and did comedy. God, Richard Pryor, his show was so far ahead of its time. Rose City Native Radio. There is so much to say about it. Now let's talk about the actualities. This show is a format for Indigenous communities across America and across Canada. It involves music, poetry, actualities, rap, humor. But there's one segment I really dig, and I wish they would play it more often, and we have to encourage it to play it more often. Because on one hand, you know, you dig the music, and then on the other hand, you want to hear all these actualities. You want to hear all these different segments. The one segment I dig is The Adventure of Super Indian. I would like to request more of The Adventure of Super Indian. Can you do that for me?
I can do that.
I really appreciate that. That is just among the creativity that this show has. Again, this show is nationally distributed here at KABU, to reservations, to low-power radio stations, to high-power radio stations, to podcasts all across the country. We need to support this show. I did. And not only did I, but Elena, she donated, I guess she's from Northeast Portland, and she did a web donation. Is that correct?
Yep.
Right on, Elena. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
And then Grassroots News donated $60. And Jackie, the weather's changing, and so with my $60, I got you a little KABU black beanie.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm excited to be warmer. As my listeners know, I am not built for this place.
I know you always talk about the weather. I said, this girl always talking about how hot it is, how cool it is.
I'm always cold.
You're always cold.
That's
bless
my
your
secret.
Heart. That is your that's your superpower, right?
Yes, I'm always wearing a hoodie, summer, winter, spring, fall.
Good. Well, I'm glad that Grassroots News was able to give it to you.
Yes,
it's only
thank you.
A reflection of the gratitude that we have for the creativity that you and Nick Yellowhorse expose.
Ooh.
And, you know, you guys do this for free, and all the people that you touch, you have no idea. Additionally, educationally, this show should be heard in Washington, D.C., because when you're talking about treaty rights, when you're talking about Indigenous people, they don't need other folks to represent them. They can represent themselves. And we need to understand that I can't represent the Indigenous nation. Only members of the Indigenous nation can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you have a woman of color saying that. But I know my place, and my place is to support Rose City Native Radio. Now, you're listening to KBOO's Community Fall Membership Drive. Now, we're only funded by the listeners. I put my money where my mouth is. I just dropped 60 bucks. And Elena just dropped some ducats. Thank you again, Elena.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
And we're asking you to go to the phone right now and buy into the vision of Rose City Native Radio and dial 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and become a member today. And if you don't want to become a member, I can dig it, but make a contribution. I gave 60 bucks that's out of my pocket. I'm already a member, and I've already increased my what I give every month, but I can give a donation. I'm asking you to give a donation to Rose City Native Radio. Again, I'm the national syndication producer here at KBOO. My name's Lenita Duke, and I listen to this show every week, and I upload it on a satellite. Dig this. This is a wonderful show. It's uploaded on a satellite, and other radio stations, other podcasts download this show, and we couldn't do it without your help. So 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and make a donation or become a member today. These are among the stations that download this show. KARC, WGRN, various reservations, Workforce Rising Radio Show, four or five different podcasts. They download Rose City Native Radio. This is not just a local community show. This is a national platform for indigenous people across the Americas. Please, they need your support. And as a producer, I'm asking you to buy into this vision. Let's keep uploading this show on the satellite. And I got to give love, not just this show, but a number of shows that I upload. And I'll talk about that tomorrow when my show is on. But Rose City Native Radio, indigenous communities' voice across the Americas and Canada. Music, poetry, rap, humor, different actualities. Jackie and Nick Yellowhorse, they do a fabulous job. I want to thank you for all the hard work you put in the show.
Thank you.
As a producer, I know the work that it takes. Your show is tight. All right.
Thank you.
And as a editor, what I mean by tight, because I have to go in here and edit out local stuff, like when we talk about this Friday, I have to edit all that out, because when you upload a national show, folks don't know where that is, or they'll get confused, right? Like this show, I probably can't upload it, but dig this, Jackie, I got a show that's called an evergreen show that I'm going to upload for this week, because you got radio stations waiting for Rose City Radio, Rose City Native Radio. You have reservations downloading Rose City Native Radio. You have other radio stations waiting for Rose City Native Radio. But I got an evergreen show that I'm going to upload this week, because we can't upload, you know, pledge drive stuff. Because I don't want to download their stuff. They don't want to download ours.
It is
an honor to listen to your show every week. Like I said, this is the indigenous voice for the nation, not just local here in the Pacific Northwest, but for the nation and Canada. It's about time we give something back to Canada.
There you go.
If Jackie and Nick Yellowhorse were in Canada, they would get a grant to be creative. They would write how, you know how the Canadians take care of their artists? A lot better than we as Americans take care of their artists. And of course, the bottom line for me is this is their land. And I like how in their raps they educate their people on their treaty rights. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you can support all of that and more by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. Help us add another 5 years to the show. It's been 5 years since the show started, from humble beginnings, and we want to make it another 5 years. You can also donate online at kboo.fm. Lenita, thank you so much.
Well, we got to give love to John Talley now.
Shout out to John Talley as well.
Wherever he's at, I just want him to know that I got your back, mm-hmm. and we miss you here on this planet mm-hmm. during this timeline, but we know you'll be back. And we also know, John Talley, that you never left. Look yeah. what you left. My goodness, Rose City Native Radio.
Yes. And we have a little tradition here where we play all of our donors a quick little honor song.
Honor song! Hook-a!
So thank you for all of our donors. And coming up next, this is Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors here on Rose City Native Radio.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys a little story about the House of Warriors. We ain't the people of the copper shield, but I'll break it on the enemy. You know the deal. This ain't a kill shot. Just to show you how it feels. This for peace with ourselves, man. We trying to heal.
Yeah, yo. Hold on, tribes. If you're gonna break it down for everybody, then you gotta break it down right.
Yeah. We're the people of the snow, man.
I gotta do the breaking copper on the enemy to find my serenity for the people that depend on me. To tell it like it is without sacrificing kosher. Power to the people, live long and prosper. Yeah, live long and prosper. Put up a copper shield for the million man roster. That said I ain't a killer but a black snake stopper. And a student of creation, I'm the young grasshopper.
Put a fist to the sky now.
Now bounce. Guatilabalagula is how it's pronounced. Cause my people had enough, I can see them waking up. Caffeinated, educated with the seventh in the house. We're taking back the languages, they said you can have it. We're taking back a culture, they said you can have it. We're taking our identity, I'm bitch, I ain't asking. We'll take it all back while we at it. Cause you know that we them killer bees, savages, red skin bandits. I like my bread white, but I'm still about my bannock. With a tribe I can manage, and I'm taking full advantage of this picture perfect plan, man. And only I'd planned it, I got my support. With my people in my corner in the fight of our lives, where we gotta push forward with the cousins from the island who were meant to feel like foreigners. Alarm clocks buzzing, it's the rise of the warriors.
I'm a cancer born in June, how? I'm child of the moonlight, how? Raised without a silver spoon, now I'm the rose from the concrete that bloomed, how? Yeah, it's honor over wealth at the House of Warriors, man, that's how we stay victorious. A habitat on the world is glorious when we sweat and reach euphoria that'll heal our woes, yeah. We get no love and more hate. We've been warriors way before Golden State. Right out the gate, we don't get a clean slate. Cause I have traits of those who died before the flags of the states in Canada. Pride cometh before the fall. It's all for one and one for all. We do it for the long haul. Like a totem pole, we stand tall. Cause why?
Now we're here to stay. Fighting through the pain. Coming out to play.
Where?
At the House of Warriors.
Knows no limits, knows no fear.
I go slow when the popo's near, cause the popo's here but from miles away. When the coast is clear, but to smile and say, I love this car, wouldn't trade it for a minute, because my car gets me all the native women.
I've got to make it to this car while tonight.
Friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link, and if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask.
That was A Tribe Called Red featuring Helen Back with The People's Champ. And before that was, oh goodness me, Keith Sekola with Indian Car Remix, a classic. And before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors. Coming up next, it's time for your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, based off the comic book by Eric and Star, here on Rose City Native Radio, KBOO Portland.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Techno Skin. 5 years later, our hero, Hubert Logan, has become a strong young man.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody knows I'm Super Indian. They'd make me clean up the hall Leaning Oak Reservation.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Techno Skin. 5 years later, our hero, Hubert Logan, has become a strong young man.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody knows I'm Super Indian. They'd make me clean up the hall Leaning Oak Reservation. No, I'm just Nerdy Hubert, sweeping the bingo hall.
As Hubert works inside, outside a massive metallic Indian man emerges from a gray cloud of mist.
Yep. Tori, calm down. Mommy's got a text message. Big metal guy, 12 o'clock.
You summoned me, Priscilla Yellowshirt.
Huh?
Spawn of Chief Jerry Yellowshirt. Abandon your tradition.
Yeah. Leaning Oak is way too resi. Who are you?
They call me Techno Skin, the Destroyer.
Yes, it's another exciting episode of Super Indian. Hubert's Uncle Chester calls him at the first sign of danger.
Hello?
Hubert, it's Uncle Chester.
Huh?
There's a huge metal Indian robot outside the bingo hall.
Huh?
He's up to no good.
Near Area 51, Derek Thunder and Wampum Bags fight over control of their evil joystick.
I am Techno Skin, the Destroyer.
Derek, give me the controller.
Wampum, it's my turn. I make him talk, you make him move.
Derek, you may have built Techno Skin, but my Wampum belt powers him.
Just one transmogrifying blast gives the Leaning Oak slobs an extreme makeover.
They become our subservient zombies.
At the bingo hall, the 50-foot-tall robot Techno Skin takes aim at bingo hall patrons.
Gone are the ribbon shirts, the reservation mullets, conformity good, native culture bad.
Oh, who turned our people into Walmart mannequins? I better find Super Indian.
Techno Skin, make General Bear look like a rodeo clown.
With pleasure.
Hey, I'm a clown.
General Bear, what happened?
Hey, let go of me. Who are you?
I'm Super Indian. You're supposed to be my sidekick. Wait a minute. Everyone's in fashionable clothes. Memory loss? Zombies? Must get Dioji to help me. People, stay back.
Oh, who are you with your long flowing hair and buff-tacular six-pack?
I am your reservation superhero, Super Indian.
Oh, well that totally explains the type.
Must zap Priscilla Yellowshirt and her little dog, too.
What the hell? Save me! I'm too pretty to transmogrify!
Get your metal claws off her, you talking tin can.
Meet my little friend, Super Indian.
Techno Skin sounded like Derek Thunder for a minute.
Super Indian, a wireless emitter is embedded in Techno Skin's left heel.
Wireless emitter left heel. Thanks, DOG. Techno Skin, time for you to go on a trip. Wow, everyone looks resi again.
Meanwhile, at the evil lair, Derek and Wampum stare at a static-filled monitor.
What's with the reception?
Oh, you fool! The wireless receiver is destroyed. Oh, your Indian butt is useless.
Shut your pie hole, old man. What? Why can't you zap people without Wi-Fi?
Zap this! You love the fifth dimension!
As Derek Thunder fades into the fifth dimension, things settle down at the bingo hall.
Super Indian, my hero! Denying my tribal identity was a lame idea.
Miss Yellowshirt, may I say you look great in Chanel?
This old thing? It's my mom's. Does that, like, make it traditional?
Only if you're Jackie O.
Tune in next time for more Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, based off the comic book by Aragon Starr. More information at superindiancomics.com. And now, back to Lenita at Membership Central. Hello.
Hey, I just want to, again, this is our last pitch for Rose City Native Radio. You're listening to KBOO Community Radio, and it is our fall membership drive. Now, again, KBOO is funded by you, the listeners. And we're asking you to go to your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and become a member today. Now, Margaret did that. Margaret renewed her membership. Margaret's from Portland. Margaret digs this show. Margaret, thank you so very much for supporting Rose City Native Radio.
Thank you.
Now, again, this show is not produced in a vacuum. I look at shows now, as a producer now, and I remember I'm the national syndication producer, I look at shows using their time slot. Like this show is on every Thursday from 6 to 7. Is that right, Jackie?
That's correct.
Now, I look at the weekly broadcast here in Portland, Oregon, at KBOO Community Radio as a platform. And after the platform, you know, like the stage, this is when it's on. This is the stage, KBOO Community Radio. And it's our listeners who support the stage. It's our listeners that pay for the lights, that pay for the mics. Jackie and Nick Yellowhorse are some of the most talented producers I've worked with. It's an honor to be your producer, to listen to your show every week, and to upload it. This is a very unique show. It, again, is uploaded nationally and in Canada. And it's great that we can give Canadians some culture, because they're always giving us culture, right, Jackie? It's nice that we can have a reciprocal relationship.
Yes.
Now, again, this show represents Indigenous communities throughout the Americas and in Canada, with music, poetry, rap, humor, actualities, and, of course, my favorite. And that's just one, The Adventures of Super Indian. Jackie and Nick Yellowhorse, I also like how they comment on things that are going on in the news, how it relates to the Indigenous community, such as what's going on in Hawaii. I uploaded all that. What's going on with politics, and just how popular culture misrepresents Indigenous culture every day and exploits them. Oh, this is so cool. Let's all dress like we think American Indians should dress and sell a product. And then we call it savages. Is that pretty much what that perfume ad was?
Yeah, it's literally called Savage, and they have a white man who thinks he has high cheekbone ancestry schlocking it.
We're talking about Johnny Depp, let's be clear. Okay. And the cat was a great actor at one time. I got nothing but disrespect. Wasn't he in the Lone Rangers and he played Tonto?
He was Tonto in the Lone Ranger, yes.
What is wrong with that boy?
A lot of things.
And you will hear those kinds of things discussed on Rose City Native Radio. Not by me, but by Jackie and Nick Yellow Horse. I really enjoy Nick's rants when he goes off. He's so cool about it. So this boy got flavor. Speaking of flavor, the music you play, Jackie, is amazing. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to steal some of your music and play it on my show. I'm not going to do it without your permission. But I think, although this show is not listened to in a vacuum, that we as other producers need to learn from each other and learn from our culture. So Rose City Native Radio, this is KBOO's community fall membership drive. I'm asking you to support the production vision of this show. This is a nationally produced show, and its origins, its antecedent is right here in Portland, Oregon, and we're standing on the shoulders of John Talley. Right, Jackie? Standing on his shoulders.
Yes, we are, John.
And he's
Talley.
Standing on other men's and women's shoulders, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. For KBOO, he is the foundation, though, of Indian programming on KBOO. He's been doing Indian World since the 60s when KBOO started, and did it for over 30 years until his passing in 2012. So John Talley built the foundation, and we are here continuing the legacy as best we can.
Rose City Native Radios, please support it. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to your internet, kboo.fm, and become a member or give a donation.